Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio.
Audiophile Magazine, Learning by Ear. Narrating Nonfiction, A Balancing Act. Listen on Music, Sound, and Us by Michael Faber, read by Nathaniel Priestley. Nathaniel Priestley's creative pitch, patterns, and British enunciation give wonderful vitality to Michael Faber's colorful prose and expansive thinking about music. The Scotland-based writer of short stories and novels is controversial in literary circles. His idiosyncratic opinions on how music connects with the human race can sound snarky and unsubstantiated, more like sofa ventilations than insights, but are invariably entertaining. With statements like, "Some people have crap taste," as an example, there is a steady flow of bold comments on such topics as pop bands, composers, and sound equipment, as well as broader subjects like British imperialism and global finance. This top-shelf writing could not have found a better narrator than Nathaniel Priestley, who consistently finds the exact vocal tone to express 100% of this author's originality. T.W. Harlequin Audio, 12.75 hours unabridged, trade edition, digital download, $31.99. How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen, by David Brooks, read by David Brooks. New York Times opinion columnist David Brooks offers another work that promotes the principles, character traits, and social habits that can make life more fulfilling. Advancing the idea that to be healthy, people need to be valued and understood by others, he combines his personal experiences with examples from history, literature, and social science to show how we can have more satisfying and authentic connections. He has a lovely baritone voice, and his speaking style is naturally articulate, relaxed, and conversational, perfect for delivering this inspiring and timely lesson. Elevated by his inviting performance as much as his graceful writing, this fast-moving audio will encourage listeners to share more of themselves in their relationships and develop deeper curiosity about the inner lives and circumstances of others. T.W. Random House Audio, 7.5 hours unabridged, trade edition, digital download, $22.50. Also, compact disc. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Endemic, A Post-Pandemic Playbook, by Monica Gandhi, read by Gabra Zachman. In this manual of pandemic management, a professor of infectious diseases describes how containment methods can be used more sparingly, be just as effective, and cause less disruption to people's lives. Gabra Zachman's performance sounds warm, authoritative, and quietly persuasive. The clarity of this scientific writing is helped by her pure timbre, natural-sounding diction, and skill at using strategic pauses to emphasize important phrases. These tasteful pauses give her performance a distinctive personality but never sound overdramatic. The audiobook is full of practical research findings on what should be considered when we respond to the next pandemic. T.W. Mayo Clinic Press, 4.25 hours unabridged, trade edition, digital download, $48.99. Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Greater Things, by Adam Grant, read by Adam Grant et al. The Wharton psychology professor narrates the bulk of this creative production with persuasive enthusiasm while a collective of non-voiced pros describe their often unlikely paths to success. The sound quality of their comments is spotty, but their journeys are so inspiring and apropos to the author's message that they quickly become essential. The first person comments and musical preludes to the chapters invigorate the listening and the author's intentions. Wanting to inspire people to greater achievements, Grant explains that initiative, willingness to collaborate, discipline, and determination are better predictors of success than intelligence or past performance. For the unproductive at any age and anyone who teaches or influences others, this is an indispensable roadmap to achievement. T.W. Penguin Audio, 7.5 hours unabridged, trade edition, digital download, $25, also compact disc, books on tape, library edition, digital download, $35.
Audiophile Magazine, Science Fiction and Fantasy. Lightbringer, Red Rising, Book 6, by Pierce Brown, read by Tim Gerald Reynolds. Tim Gerald Reynolds returns with another installment in the rich sci-fi saga Red Rising. 8 months after Dark Age, Daryl and his team defends Mars against Lysander, a force working against the Rising. Throughout his mission, Daryl must reform long-forgotten relationships and create new alliances, though he longs to return home to his family. Reynolds' expert performance provides the charisma necessary for many of the diplomatic scenes to work. Fans will rejoice as long-awaited reunions, all performed with care. The dialogue is well-paced and delivered with the right amount of emotion. Fans of Red Rising will find Reynolds' delivery just as passionate as the writing. Overall, Reynolds ensures that this installment is another robust addition to the series. G.M. Recorded Books, 30 Hours Unabridged. Library Edition, Digital Download, $34.99. Also, Compact Disc and MP3. Generation Ship by Michael Mamey, read by Natalie Nottis. Listeners will come immersed in Mamey's space odyssey, thanks to expert narration by Natalie Nottis. Her vocal acuity gives each character a unique sound, and her acting brings the story to life. This standalone space opera with contemporary political sensibilities and intriguing scientific ideas features a diverse space crew. Having traveled 250 years and 27 light years from Earth, the crew must now explore and colonize their target planet. But the scientists are saying that may not be the best or safest move. The tension Nautis conveys will keep listeners on the edge of their seats. C. F. Harper Audio, 16.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. The Combat Codes by Alexander Darwin, read by Donald Chang. Narrator Donald Chang faces a particular challenge with this audiobook: how to produce the sound of testosterone. In the world of fantasy adventure, warriors fight to determine the fate of nations. Chang skillfully animates the pair at the heart of this stirring work: former champion Grevar Murray Pearson and his latest protege, the talented but callow Seagull. In addition, Chang ably handles a multitude of predominantly male characters, including Seagull's fellow fighters and government officials who are hiding a big secret. Chang's distinct characters ensure smooth listening despite the complexity of the story. What results is an engaging production for fans of action and speculative fiction alike. D. E. M. Hatchet Audio, 15 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $31.99. System Collapse, The Murderbot Diaries, Book 7, by Martha Wells, read by Kevin R. Free. What happens when Murderbot has a mental breakdown and can no longer reliably perform its duties? Kevin R. Free narrates the latest installment in the Murderbot Diaries. In a story taking place immediately after Network Effect, Murderbot, Art, and their associated humans continue to assist colonists on a planet marked for corporate salvage. Free's depiction of Murderbot's unresolved mental trauma is harrowing, revealing just how agonizing that struggle is. Murderbot is robustly supported on its journey by Art, and while Free's portrayal is as sarcastic as ever, Art also comes across as suspiciously supportive. While digging into memories is upsetting, Free gives Murderbot a surprising amount of dignity as it does so. The highlight of Free's performance is meeting Holism, Art's rival and frenemy. KMP, Recorded Books, 6.5 Hours Unabridged. Library Edition, Digital Download, $18.26. Also, Compact Disc and MP3. All Systems Red, The Murderbot Diaries 1, by Martha Wells, read by David Kwee-Kwee, Kaya Freites, Zika Alton, and a full cast. A cast of stellar narrators bring this adaptation of Wells' sci-fi thriller to new heights. The apathetic security robot, self-dubbed Murderbot, is tasked with protecting a team of human scientists on a remote planetary mission. Unbeknownst to the scientists, Murderbot has hacked its own system, gaining control of the modules that govern its behaviors. And it's a good thing it has. Its freedom enables it to protect the humans from another team that is determined to kill them. David Kwee-Kwee's Murderbot stands out amid the performances, in particular because of his stunning chemistry with Kaya Freites, who voices the team's leader. The narrators are joined by an atmospheric soundtrack and explosive sound effects that immerse listeners in the action. AAH, Graphic Audio, 3 hours, audio program. Trade edition, digital download, $11.99. Also, MP3.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967.
Orbital, by Samantha Harvey, read by Sarah Noddy. Sarah Noddy offers a luminous narration of Harvey's latest sci-fi, which follows 4 astronauts and 2 cosmonauts aboard a space station orbiting the Earth. In a measured, thoughtful tone, Noddy provides a window on the crew's life in orbit, from the dreary mundanity of a malfunctioning toilet to the unsettling awe brought forth by a spacewalk. The crew members reach for connections with each other as they mourn lost family members, fall into unmoored dreams, debate the existence of God, and consider their futures. Noddy skillfully moves between the solemn, meditative language and the exquisite images that speak volumes. Detritus left by an implacable storm juxtaposed with gem-like tears floating in zero gravity. This delicately narrated audio, layering the otherworldly with the ordinary, makes for a transfixing, unputdownable listen. S.A.H. Recorded Books,
5 hours unabridged. Library edition, digital download, $20.33. Also, compact disc and MP3.
Iron Flame, Empyrean Book 2 by Rebecca Yarros, read by Rebecca Solar and Teddy Hamilton. Rebecca Solar's captivating narration, coupled with Teddy Hamilton's collaborative touch, plunges listeners into the spellbinding realm of Basgiath War College. Chronicling Violet Sorengale's unyielding fortitude amid grueling trials, encounters with dragons and intricate relationships, and story emphasizes action and camaraderie over romantic involvements. The intense moments and unforeseen twists sustain an air of suspense. Solar's varied character voices and emotionally charged delivery leave a lasting impression, although occasional hiccups like mouth noises and subtle voice confusion slightly detract from the overall immersive experience. Despite these minor interruptions and a brief lull in momentum in the initial half, the audiobook steadily ascends to a climactic peak, leaving ardent fans anticipating the next chapter in this gripping series. FSM Recorded Books, 28.25 hours unabridged. Trade, digital download, $29.99. Also, compact disc and MP3. Sir Herward and Mr. Fitz, Stories of the Witch Knight and the Puppet Sorcerer by Garth Nix, read by David Linsky. This collection brings together the stories of the godlit hunter Sir Herward and the papier-mâché sorcerer puppet Mr. Fitz, plus one new story. Narrator David Linsky's deft performance draws out the dry humor and undeniable bond between the pair during their skirmishes with bloodthirsty godlets and their disciples, a cannibalistic captain and her pirate crew, and a good-natured, if untested, knight-errant, among many others. Together they are tasked with upholding the Council of the Treaty for the Safety of the World's mandate to eradicate cross-dimensional entities and malfeasant godlets. Linsky creates wonderfully distinct identities for each tale, allowing listeners to lose themselves within the high stakes of each mission and the diverse cast of characters contained within. J.R.T. Harper Audio, 8.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Revolution, The Soul Saga, Book 1, by James Fox. Read by Dion Graham, Emily Wu Zeller, Tim Gerald Reynolds, Lauren Fortgang, and Chris Ciula. A quintet of talented narrators performs the epic beginning to a sci-fi series simmering with political intrigue. Although General Keith Brennan prefers fighting to talking, he's called to investigate the assassination of the solar system's president. The system is on the brink of all-out war, and Brennan might be the only one keeping it from kicking off. Dion Graham dynamically portrays Brennan, capturing his depth of character. He's a rigid military officer who is awkward in social situations. All the narrators bring uniqueness to their sections, with Zeller being a standout for her clarity and engaging pacing. A vibrant cast of voices complements a stellar start to this series. J.M.M. Leonardo Audio, 18.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $24.95. Julia, a retelling of George Orwell's 1984. By Sandra Newman, read by Louise Brealey. Louise Brealey powerfully performs this sci-fi novel inspired by the novel 1984. In George
Orwell's work, Julia serves as a secondary character to Winston, the beleaguered staffer at the Ministry of Truth, who is struggling to live under the specter of Big Brother. Newman's audiobook expands the story, capturing the unique struggles of its women, a theme clearly missed in the original work. The result is not simply a retelling of the story from a new point of view. Here, Julia is so fully realized that the listening experience enriches the original work. Breeley doesn't hold back on the intensity required. She delivers the novel's shocking moments as well as his surprising, subtle humor. S.P.C. Harper Audio, 14.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. A Thousand Recipes for Revenge, Chefs of the Five Gods, Book 1, by Beth Cato, read by Elizabeth Nolden. This audiobook has all the ingredients of an addictive fantasy: mysterious backstories, families torn apart by war, and true friendships that have stood the test of time. Elizabeth Nolden's narration immerses listeners in a world of shadowy enemies, gods, and gifted chefs who use magical ingredients in food and wine to influence people. When Ada goes on the run from assassins with her beloved Grandmere, a rogue chef attempts to pick up the pieces of the life she left behind. Set to marry the prince in a foreign court, Solon is surprised to discover her Epicurean gifts. Nolden seamlessly alternates between the points of view of the two heroines, a mother and a long-lost daughter who are reunited to carry out a common goal. M.I.C. Brilliance Audio, 13.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $42.99. Also, compact disc and MP3. A Stroke of the Pen, The Lost Stories, by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman Foreword, read by David Tennant, Claire Foy, Patterson Joseph, Nigel Planner, Indira Varma, et al. In the 1970s and early 1980s, journeyman reporter Terry Pratchett, not yet knighted, was slowly and slyly discovering his renowned satirical style, fantastic fantasy worlds, and love of wordplay under the pseudonym Patrick Kearns. In this collection of 20 humorous newspaper columns, celebrated voice talents, friends, and collaborators bring Pratchett's early work to life. Performances range from David Tennant narrating how cavemen came to wrangle fire, to Derek Jacobi lending his distinct vocal rhythms to a couple of silly Santa tales, and to longtime Discworld narrator Stephen Briggs happily delivering the wonderfully titled Haunted Steamroller. Finally, Pratchett's assistant and archivist, Rob Wilkins, narrates the longer, mature work, Quest for Keys, if mature means a monastery named Shangri-La with built-in whoopee cushions. A treat for Pratchett's legions of fans. B.P. Harper Audio, 4.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $18.99. The Water Outlaws by S.L. Hwang, read by Emily Wu Zeller. Emily Wu Zeller's fierce narration perfectly suits this sweeping fantasy retelling of the Chinese classic Water Margin. Lin Chong is a highly respected arms instructor for the Emperor's soldiers, despite her gender. She's unwilling to challenge the sexism and corruption around her, but when her entire life and career are suddenly ripped away, she is recruited by the bandits of Liangshan, fierce women outlaws who fight for justice. Zeller's voices, glorious action-packed fight scenes with carefully intensifying pacing to keep listeners on edge. Her voice for Lu Da is particularly notable, hilariously melodramatic and bold. She's sure to be among listeners' favorite characters. As Zeller takes full advantage of relentless villains and compelling, unexpected heroes, her kaleidoscope voice enhances a large, dynamic cast of characters. A.K.R. 2023 Best Audiobook. Dreamscape, 19.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $17.99.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.